Alright, we
filming
Alright,
so are we ready to film this?
Are we recording?
Yeah, we are recording, and we're going to start off by saying Jamie is no longer going to be chiming in here.
Because she...
You are now listening to the Backseat Critics, the movie review podcast.
Welcome back to the Backseat Critics. My name's RJ.
My name's Andrew. This is a podcast where you review movies that you should steer clear well away from. And this week, we are back to exactly that.
Yes.
As we're going over 2023's
Five Nights at Freddy's.
Wow, I forgot the name of this movie.
It's a very forgettable movie. Very forgettable.
Okay, so I'll be up front.
We're
not going to do our usual topics here.
There's no topics here.
There's no topics.
No.
Whoop.
Topics out.
Woo! Gone.
You saw topics? I said, nope. No topics tonight.
We saw this movie and we're like, okay, we're both going to pick Matthew Lillard as our number one
Lillard, done. Boom. Shaggy do.
And you know what?
That's about it. Done.
This is one of the most boring horror movies I have seen in years.
Snooze fest.
This was incredibly boring. I'm not a fan of jump scares, but I would have taken that over whatever garbage this was.
I would have taken Ronald McDonald over this.
Is this what the games are?
The Hunger Games?
Also.
The Twilight Games?
Wait, there's Twilight Games?
I'd rather watch Twilight than this. Sign me up, Robert Pattinson. Here I come. All
right, stay tuned, guys. We're gonna be diving into the Twilight series.
Was
here.
It Kristen Stewart? I'd rather watch her.
You
look
remember
like
that
she's
baby with the CG
the
face? Because I do.
Yeah, you know what? Or Taylor. You know what? Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriend, Taylor Lautner. Let's watch him as a werewolf.
Are you more of a Jacob or are you an Edward guy?
I'm a Jacob guy.
Really?
Dude, Taylor Lautner. Shark Boy and his finest. Get out of here. Cut it out. That's done.
But you got Batman.
Listen.
You got Batman.
Listen, I have that
I'm
movie.
Peeking over here. I'm peeking.
Abduction.
I've got peekage.
For Batman, that's cool. But I got Abduction. I got.
I think he was in Divergence.
Divergent.
No, he's not. Wait. We're getting correction from
the jackals. He was not in Divergent. But you know what? He was Shark Boy.
Yeah, he was Shark Boy.
And he also dated Taylor Swift for a brief second to bring out one of her most...
That feels like a pretty low bar nowadays.
With his third... You know what? He got her third greatest album out.
His third?
Third. Yeah, Taylor Lautner. Okay.
Lautner.
Okay, it's Taylor Lautner anyways.
So, Taylor Lautner.
You know, Edward.
Just okay.
Jacob, Team Jacob.
We're gonna start off the facts here, okay?
Yes, facts. Hit them.
Facts.
Boom, boom, boom.
Fast fact for the Backseat Critics. If you're gonna jump in as a jackal, you're gonna jump on the mic.
You're gonna jump on the mic as a jackal.
I'm going through puberty right now. My voice is cracking. Crawl over the place. It's $5.99.
$5.99. We got stereos for $2.99.
We got microphone DJ sets for $2.99.
And you know what else we got? I actually got some news today.
What?
Yeah, I got some news today. I'm pretty upset about this news.
Yeah, what's the news?
Doug.
For $10.99.
Have you seen the show, Doug?
Yeah, they're bringing him back as adults,
nope,
right?
Cut it out. Cut it out right there. Stop it.
Original cast. As adults, bringing back
Disney,
their kids, right?
Disney, stop right there.
Because, Doug is having kids with Marjorie? Mallory?
Oh,
Megan?
That's Patty. Mayonnaise.
That was going to be my next guess.
Yeah, stop it right there.
Mayonnaise was like right on the tip of my tongue.
Stop it right there. We don't need this. We do not need this. Stop it.
Stop it?
Stop it. Don't kill what's already great. My life, this is my life story. I don't need this. Listen. For those who are not on a microphone right now.
For the jackals.
My life is average.
Oh, the jackal be approaches.
And my life is like Charlie Brown.
So wait, Doug. Quickly. Jackal, is it Taylor Lauder? Taylor Lauder?
So it's
Taylor Totter?
Taylor Lautner? Taylor Lautner. However, I do think it's weird that Taylor Swift dated a man with the same name as herself, but that's beside the point. RJ, your name is not Doug, and it is not Charlie. That's all I have to say.
But my life.
Taylor Lautner?
You know what? My dog and the teacher's name is going to be Mowgli. Did you know that?
It's going to be Mowgli?
It's going to be Mowgli. And you know what? He's going to be as smart as Pork Chop in that show.
Did okay.
He's going to be as smart as Pork Chop.
He's going to be smart as Pork Chop?
Smart as Pork Chop.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my dog's going to be right there. And you know what? You know what this makes you, though?
This makes me?
Yeah.
This me.
Makes you, this makes you Skeeter. Hi, Doug. You're Skeeter in my story. Hey, Doug. Hey, Skeeter was my favorite. He actually has... When Doug goes Quail Man...
All right, and this was the last episode of the Backseat Critics.
When Doug goes Quail Man...
This was it.
He is the best superhero.
This was it, folks. This was it. This was the last episode. The Jackal finally used a microphone, and I finally got compared to Skeeter. We're done. That's it. All that said has been said and is needed to be said, or wasn't needed to be said and was said anyways.
Hey, Skeeter was his ride or die.
Skeeter was the Skeeter.
Skeeter was a homie. He was a homie.
And, Doug was the butthole. And tune in next week for no episode of the Backseat Critics, because this is it. We're done. We're done, folks.
No, Doug was the real butthole in the show. I felt like Skeeter was the real homie. Watch it. You'll learn. You'll learn that Skeeter was the real hero in the show. Doug was just the real average guy. He was the tryhard. You'll learn. He's the tryhard, but realized he's only going to be average in life. And Skeeter was Skeeter.
Skeeter's always Skeeter.
Yep, Skeeter's always skeeting.
And like me, I'm always skeeting.
Yep, skeeting by.
Man, there's no way I can.
But I'm going to get a dog named Mowgli, and he's going to be just
whoa, as whoa, 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 whoa.
By the way, he's going to be a corgi.
Whoa.
Corgi. Yeah.
You're going to name you're going to have a child and you're going to name him Mowgli?
Whoa, 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 whoa. No,
you're not
going
to name
no,
him
no, no,
Andrew?
No. Dog.
You're not going to name him Andrew?
Dog.
Everyone's got a fantasy about naming a dog after me.
Dog named Mowgli. He's going to be the smartest dog in the world.
What was the name like Mowgli?
Train that mother sucker.
Whoa.
Sucker.
Wow. You're making me work for those bleeps.
Whoa, whoa. Why you gotta bleep out mother sucker?
Sorry, say that again.
Suck. Boop. Wow. Boop. Okay, boop. Okay. But you know what? Mowgli, smartest dog in the world. Mark my words on this podcast. Boop. You know he's gonna be a real lazy poop in real life,
yeah,
actually.
Yes.
He's gonna be fat.
He's gonna be a dog. He's just gonna be a basset hound.
No. He's gonna be the laziest. He's gonna be the embodiment of Garfield in dog form. That's what this dog's gonna be in real life.
Oh, you mean my
Yeah,
exactly. Stubbs.
Yeah. But more so with lasagna.
Okay.
Yep. This dog's gonna have a love for lasagna.
I'm pretty sure if you feed dog lasagna, you're a good person.
Yeah, probably am.
Yeah. I think that's how people get to heaven.
Probably. All dogs go to heaven, so
yeah.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah,
better movie than Five Nights at Freddy's. What?
Yeah, geez, I'm doing anything except talking about this movie.
But yep, nope. I would say avoid Doug in the future. Pass it.
Yep.
Moving on.
I don't know. I'm open.
That's my news topic for the day.
I'm open. If it introduces Doug to a younger audience, I'm game.
No, just go back and watch the originals.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what
the books of Doug.
That's what I'm saying. If the remake reintroduces people to the originals, what's the harm? That's good
for shiitake mushrooms. Shiitake mushrooms.
Beep.
Just read the books. There's books in Dunk.
Was that a movie with Denzel Washington?
Yes.
The Book of Doug?
The Book of Doug.
Came out like 2011, something like that.
Yeah, with Snakes on the Plane. Actually, it's Book of Eli, but it's okay. It's a good movie. Better movie than Friday Nights at Freddy.
I was making a joke there. You just absolutely just nosedive that.
Yeah, nope. I'm just kind of keep us on track. Traffic. Looking for my chapstick.
I don't know if we can really do a 2-minute summary up top here.
Look, there's a Ford Maverick. That's a better movie. Malibu's Most Wanted. Dropped it.
What? You know the movie The Room by Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah, better movie.
Yep. Do you know any movie by Neil Breen?
No, I do not.
Better movies.
That's
every different. Single one.
You know what's a better movie?
What?
Zombies.
Do you know what the best movie of all time is?
Descendants 2.
Descendants 2.
Let's get...
It was an octopus lady.
Let's get back to the octopus dragon fights. Charlie G. Willikers, Batman.
The climax of the movie. They're on a yacht. There's a dancing, but then there's a dragon lady fighting an octopus lady.
I'm not trying to be...
I'm into that.
I'm not trying to
be... No. Can we set aside all of our differences in the world? I know there's some world stuff going on, some differences of opinion, but can we set that aside and let us all enjoy Dragon Lady fighting Octopus Lady?
Wait. I'm not trying to be a cotton-headed ninny muggins here, but...
A what?
A cotton-headed ninny muggins.
I'm going to have to bleep that out because I don't know about that.
That is safe, actually. If you ever watch the movie Elf, it is safe. Cotton-headed ninny muggins.
I'm going to have to beep all of that out.
Look it up.
Jeez, who came up with that word?
Will Ferrell.
You sure it wasn't Quentin Tarantino?
Will Ferrell.
David Duke.
But listen, hear me out. Okay. Not trying to be a cotton-headed ninny muggins.
Jeez, you're really making me work these bleeps.
But I'd rather listen to this girl that says, "What's my name?" than watch Five Nights at Freddy's. Some girl who's Ursula's daughter that forgets her name.
What's my name?
Uma. That's all.
Uma. Yeah,
It's on my soundtrack at work, and I just kind of play over it. I'll be family friendly.
You know what the better movie is? Girl versus Monster.
Dude, that's probably one of the best movies we've watched.
Honestly, yeah.
I'd rather watch that than probably 70% of the movies we have watched.
Except Alf.
Alf is number one.
Alf is number one.
Number
Alf
one,
is
10 out of 10.
Forever number one.
We don't
know what
10
we're,
out of 10s, but that is the 10. That's the perfect movie.
We're like 15 minutes in, and we haven't even really touched on this movie.
Okay, so I am actually going to bring it up, just because we're probably not going to do...
We're not doing any topics here.
So I'm going to say August Keller. Look him up on Instagram. He is a friend of the show, kind of. Does movie reviews. He puts it perfectly in his review. He gave it like 3s, I think the max. He gave it a 5, maybe for costumes, I think he gave
out
it.
Out of 10?
5 out of 10.
Okay.
Most of it was 3s, 2.5s. August Keller, look him up. He'll give you an honest review. He's pretty good at reviews. I trust him. August Keller, look him up.
Okay.
Instagram.
I'll tag it down below in the description.
Yep. Take a look at him. He's a good dude. Good at movie reviews. Doesn't really do podcasting, but he does good at writing him up. Great summaries. August Keller.
All right, sorry, I'm just looking something up here.
Yep. Also, if you look it out there, I guess some people, let's just talk about the reviews that this movie has gotten real quick, is that from what I've saw is that a lot of people that actually play the games have enjoyed this movie.
Really?
Yeah, I think that they felt like this movie did it justice. From what I've gathered, I haven't played the game myself.
Ditto.
But I have seen that it's kind of like watching the cameras.
That's, yeah.
That's what I've gathered. Maybe I'm wrong. But it looks like you're kind of that security guard that watches the cameras of the of like a maybe it is a an abandoned place.
Oh, you know what? Can I just drop something really quickly?
Go for it. We got time because this movie sucked. So
this movie is trash. So apparently the animatronics weren't CGI.
You can tell they're definitely puppetry. Maybe the eyes, but they're definitely puppetry.
There were some like lighting bits that were really funky, that really look like CGI because they weren't acting in a way that real life lighting kind of works.
You know, the one that would get me would be the fox, where I could be like, maybe that one was CGI. The cupcake, obviously.
The cupcake, obviously.
The eyes were definitely CGI, I feel like.
But a lot of the lighting in the movie was unnatural, but not in a creepy sense. It just looked like stage lighting. But apparently Jim Henson's Creature Shop worked on this. The same company that worked on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back in the 90s.
Good for them. Good for them. They probably have a second movie of this coming out, actually. Maybe.
It leaves off with, I don't even want to say cliffhanger, but it leaves off with something that
could lead into a second. I think they left it off that way. So if this movie was taken in a good lighting, that they have a jumping off point.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they'll actually get to it. Maybe they will. Maybe they won't. Maybe.
Honestly, I'm open to it if it's scary.
I would say save your money. Don't go to the theaters for this.
Do not go to the theaters.
Go watch it as we watch it. We watched it on Peacock. By Peacock, they have quite a variety of things right now that I'd say might be worth it just to even watch this. Even if it's for a month, just buy Peacock for a second.
Yeah. Definitely not worth watching in theaters.
No.
There's nothing terribly like big and cinematic unless you're like a diehard fan of the game, maybe. But like you said, my understanding of the game was it was just like jump scares and watching the camera, which this movie had about
zero
five
jump scares.
Minutes of.
I don't see any jump scare in this movie. It's very predictable.
I hate jump scares. They're the cheapest form of scare tactics in a horror movie. This movie had maybe two of them,
maybe.
And then applied no other scare tactics at all.
Nothing. Even the electronic, like when they're trapped in like the Freddy's face is like trying to eat.
So honestly, I had to pause the movie, and we had about 30 minutes left when it finally became like Freddy's, where the bear and the duck and the bunny and the fox were going around killing, or like at least coming after him.
Mm-hmm.
There was 30 minutes left in this hour and a half movie.
Mm-hmm.
When we finally get to basically the point of the movie.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. So
even then, the point of the movie was kind of trashy.
Let's start off. We'll just run through the runtime of this movie.
Okay, let's go.
We start off. There's a security guard.
Security guard, yep.
He's running from, I believe, the fox, because he's skitting, scatting away.
It was the fox. I think they showed the fox.
They showed the shadow. They showed the shadow. But then
the fox. It was the rabbit dude, wasn't it?
No, so I think it was a fox, because the fox was the one that was scatting later in the movie.
No, because do you remember because it went into like a fan thing, right? And they showed that was when the robbers were trying to steal.
Yeah, that's later.
Yeah.
But then it was end up being the cupcake that mm-hmm. got him.
It was the cupcake that, yep.
And I gotta say, out of all the animatronics, the cupcake is the best character.
He got eaten by the Freddy costume.
Yep.
Yep.
So they strap people down, and they take this Freddy mask with little slaw blades in it that look like little tiny miniature lawnmower blades, and then just stick it on people's faces for who knows what reason.
Yeah.
And then we're not really sure what they do with the bodies.
They showed it for a brief second later on that they're just kind of laying there.
Just stuffing them in other animatronics, but we're not sure where they get the other animatronics because it suggested that the dad's working another job, so I'm not sure where he's got the time to make other animatronics.
I mean, I guess if you're making phone calls with inside Freddy's.
But also my question is, like, do you need the full body inside the costume? Because the lady was cut in half later on when they're robbing the place.
If you look, though, they showed those bodies kind of laying around.
Right, but the lady was in a costume.
Was she?
She was. She was.
She was eaten from inside the costume. Like, they saw a hand grab.
Right, right, right. You're right, because so later in the movie, there's a group of burglars that break in, and a lady gets grabbed by a kid's hand, pulled into a Freddy's head, mouth.
And they show a shadow of her being cut in half.
But later in the movie, they show, what's his face from The Hunger Games? Finding the bodies, and she's...
Peter Bread. Josh Hutcherson, Peter Bread.
They find Peter Bread. He finds the bodies of them, including her, in puppets. Like other animatronic bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Her head sticking out of an animatronic body. Do they need her full body?
Mm-hmm.
So are they sticking both halves back together?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just kind of going with the move. Just right now, I'm not going to lie.
Because honestly, I feel like the writers had the same mood.
I'm going with the writers right now. Because I don't think they knew what they were doing.
I don't think they did either.
Then you have the side story the whole time, Josh Hutcherson and his little brother.
Gosh, this was the worst idea ever.
I don't know if that was in the games. Is that a game thing?
I don't know. I kind of want to know, but
the writers
also
just kind of threw in.
Also, feel like maybe they could have cut that entire bit out, but if they did, the movie would be like
40 minutes,
maybe.
Maybe they could have put it in with a better story. Just saying.
Okay. Better movie idea here. They set it up. He's got a new job. Security guard.
Mm-hmm.
Weird stuff's kind of happening, but not really. He comes back. Night two. Some more weird stuff. He sees some puppets kind of change position, but not much. Okay, cool. And you kind of slowly build that up to... whatever, night five or whatever it is.
Isn't that just the movie Mirrors then at that point?
I have not seen Mirrors.
You've never seen Mirrors?
No.
Kiefer Sutherland movie, pretty decent.
To the audience who may not be aware.
Wow, Jamie. Wild.
We're seeing a jackal play Foursquare in the back here.
Anyways, Mirrors is a movie where a guy kind of has to kind of... I'm pretty sure Night in the Museum probably even drew interest from this.
Okay.
Same thing, sort of. A guy has to watch a abandoned building with a bunch of mirrors in it, and eventually he realizes that there's something on the other side of the mirrors that tries to kill you.
Oh, interesting.
And that is the Kiefer Sutherland Mirrors movie.
Is it good?
I'd rather watch that than this.
That's a low bar. That's a limbo bar.
Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, I'd rather watch Mirrors with Kiefer Sutherland. Cameron Boyce.
Jeez Louise. I mean, anyways, that security guard dies. Joel Hutcherson beats up a dad
Josh
in a
Hutchinson.
Mall because
he thought he was
kidnapping a kid. But then they go on to explain basically over the next hour and a half that his brother was taken away by somebody. We don't know who, but it's Matthew Lillard, and we know that from the get-go because it's incredibly obvious. Why would you hire an A-list actor for a extra role?
You knew he was coming back at some point. You're like,
you absolutely knew.
And they flash his name pretty brightly inside the credits in the beginning. You're like, yeah, he's just not
he was like top billing.
Yeah.
So.
You're like, yep. Shaggy Doo, here we go.
Zoinks!
Yeah.
Anyways, he gets hired.
He doing everything now.
He gets hired to work at the place because Shaggy's like, "Wow, I kidnapped your brother. You might like working here."
I think he is actually thinking about it because he can't get a job now. I think that guy probably hires people who are down and out and can't get a job anywhere.
Yeah, but he kind of emphasized the fact that, like, oh, your last name. You shared the last name with a guy that I kidnapped and killed and
put inside one of these kids, the creatures. I'm surprised they didn't, like, touch on that, that which creature was his brother.
Yeah, they never.
You think
ever.
That one of them was his brother, at least.
I was hoping it was the cupcake.
They alluded to it.
I was hoping it was the cupcake.
I don't know how you fit the somebody inside that cupcake.
That's what I'm asking. Do you need the full body?
That must have been a baby.
Is it like the ashes? You burn up the ashes of some kid and throw them in a cupcake?
No, it was an infant.
Oh, boy. We're getting dark here.
No, I mean, they kind of alluded to that, I guess. With the size of Chucky. Chucky's better.
There are a lot of movies that are better. Do you want to name our top three horror movies better than this?
Okay.
Or any three horror movies that are better than this.
Any three horror movies that everybody should check out.
Okay.
That people should check out.
I'm going to preface this with, I'm not a huge horror movie guy.
Okay.
But
what's your first one?
You go first.
Leprechaun.
A solid pick. We reviewed that previously. Check it out. Came out in March.
Leprechaun. Yep. What you got?
Boy, you know what? I actually really enjoyed Creepshow.
Okay, back in the day, 90s. Cool,
yeah.
Cool.
80s, actually. 80s. It's Stephen King and George Romero.
Okay. I'm going to go with Nightmare on Elm Street. It's number two.
Hey, that's a good one. It's a good one. Slasher. I'm going to stick with anthology films. I want to go with Trick or Treat. It's kind of a lightweight horror, but I enjoyed it.
Okay. I'm going to go with a newer one.
Okay.
Us.
Okay.
Check out Us. It's a good one, too.
Okay. That's very recent.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to go all old school. I wanted to get a little touch of the new school in there and give a high five to Us.
I gotcha.
I mean, I can go on a big list of what to watch.
I'm going
to
go with Halloween 3 Season of the Witch.
I'm going to go with Halloween Town. I'm going to go with Don't Look Under the Bed.
I'm going to go Critters. I'm going to go
Gremlins. Gremlins, yeah.
Gremlins, yeah, absolutely.
Gremlins, I'd rather watch Gremlins.
That's a Christmas movie, though.
I'd still rather watch Gremlins.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yep, watching that, definitely.
Feel free to fillet me, audience, but I'm not a huge fan of Nightmare on Elm Street.
And you have been filleted.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
You know what, actually, this is the perfect time of year to watch Beetlejuice. Just watch Beetlejuice.
Just watch Beetlejuice. It really is.
That's my number one Halloween movie.
It is.
That is always on my list to watch. That is always my Halloween movie.
It's tried and true. It's classic.
I'm excited for Beetlejuice 2, actually. It's long overdue.
I am too. I'm curious where they're going to take it, but yeah.
I'm excited to see what Michael Keaton can do.
I love that we're absolutely avoiding talking about this movie because there's nothing to talk about.
I mean, there's a bad storyline.
There's half-done characters.
Let's talk about the cop real quick. Let's go into her.
Okay. Here's my theory.
Okay.
Not a real cop.
Oh, okay. I feel you out here now. Okay.
You never see her in a police station. You never see her in any other situation other than just driving around Freddy's. Outside of, like, this cop supply station, but it's not even a police station. You don't see any other cops in this. Just her.
That's in a back room. That's fair. You know what? I kind of wonder then if at that point is that I feel bad. Kind of, I actually feel for Josh Hutcherson's character then because he has so many people working against him.
His
aunt is working against him.
Yep, his aunt's trying to take his sister away because he's taking care of his
kid. Against him.
Yep.
I just feel terrible. I feel bad for him. If this girl was actually technically working for her dad for a little bit there, it sounds like.
Yeah, so I mean, that's just my takeaway.
Poor Josh Hutch. If that's the case, by golly, it's three people versus one.
Okay, so how many people were in this cast? So we got Josh. Yep. We got Matthew Lillard.
We got the cop.
We got the cop lady. We have the babysitter. We have the little girl.
The sister, aka the sister.
We have the aunt.
Have the aunt.
We have the lawyer.
We have the babysitter's brother. And yep. His goons. That's two goons.
Okay, so we're at 10 people.
And then you have, I mean, if you really want to count, you have the little kid that runs away, that he thought he got kidnapped in the beginning, and the dad there. Sure. And you have his friend, the security guard friend in the beginning. They're touch-based characters. They don't do anything to the storyline. And then you also have all the, you have the little kids inside the dream. That's five kids.
So that's 15 total.
And then you also...
Or 16.
Those kids also have characters technically in the costumes.
Yeah, but we're not going to count those because those are technically doubles of the little kids.
And you have the security guard that dies in the beginning. Spoiler alert, he dies.
Yeah, so you've got...
2 minutes.
You've got 20 characters, but half of them aren't in most of the movie.
No, I think you mostly see... three characters throughout the movie.
You see
three or four.
You see the cop lady, you see
the
potato
sister.
Bread, and you see the little girl.
Those are the main three.
That's it. For 90% of the movie, you see those three.
Avoid this movie.
Oh, jeez, yes.
If your kid
is
a fan of this movie.
Gosh, I'm yawning because I'm so bored from this movie.
If your kid is a fan of this movie, you could probably let them watch it, in all honesty.
It's not.
If you watch it with them.
It's not scary.
If you watch it with them, you're probably okay to let them watch it with you.
Yeah, it's, you can, maybe we're not the target audience for this, but also, like, they're touching on some pretty weird things. Sticking bodies inside of animatronics and then cutting people in half and stuff.
I like that theory that's what they did,
the sticking the bodies inside the,
I did like that part of the storyline.
I did too.
That was a kind of a dark,
but that brings up the question about the cupcake. The cupcake's the size of like a basketball.
That does bring into the question of
cupcake. How are you fitting a body in there?
I'm also a tad bit curious to see what happens to Matthew Lillard's character.
Agreed.
I just want to see, because he came in with a booming Spartan kick.
Yeah, he did.
So I kind of want to see what happens to him there.
Is he going to possess the little golden bunny thing? Yellow bunny?
True. True, that's a good one. That would be interesting to see if he... what he pulls out. I mean, it's Matthew Lillard. Shaggy Doo.
Great actor.
He is... crazy actor, actually. Like, he can do a variety of things.
He's got a crazy range.
He does.
Shout out to Matthew Lillard. Ton of love to that dude.
Hackers? You see him in Hackers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Guy is crazy in Hackers. Loved him in Hackers. And then he can play somebody who's just like straight faced.
Totally normal.
Totally normal. I think, isn't he in School Ties or something like that too? I think he's in School Ties.
I haven't seen that.
I believe he's in School Ties, a straight laced normal kid.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Matthew Lillard, crazy range.
I'm going to check that out.
I think he's in Idle Hands, too. He's in a lot of stuff.
Most importantly, Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Doo 2.
Actually, he's pretty normal, too.
Twin Peaks?
Without a Paddle.
Oh. Yeah, I forget about that.
He's pretty normal in Without a Paddle.
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, I think we're probably about the time.
Yeah, let's just jump into the final thoughts here. You go first.
Five Nights at Freddy's. So I was thinking of 1, 2, Freddy's Coming for You. 3, 4, You Better Lock Your Doors.
Okay.
5, 6. Yeah, might want to grab your crucifix. 7, 8. Stay Up Late.
Better movie.
9, 10. Never Sleep Again.
Better movie.
Actually, no. I'm probably going to lean more towards a 5 for this movie.
Really?
I'm going to stay towards a 5. I think that the idea of a kid going, I mean, from the dark side of this movie, of a kid going inside a costume or in a animatronic, being trapped,
getting possessed and
possessing it, that's kind of enticing. And then the ending of Matthew Lillard and seeing what he's going to do, that was also kind of an enticing thing. But the rest of the movie I could do without.
I completely agree. I'm going to give this movie a 3.
Wait, I'm gonna continue for a second here. That's okay. I'm gonna continue. One second.
I'm going to let you finish, but...
Hold on, I'm going to let you finish. But Taylor Swift had the better album. No, I'm just joking.
Whoa.
Fudge Taylor Lautner, come your...
Did you say Fudge Taylor?
Fudge Taylor Lautner.
I can't read that, Jackal. What are you holding up?
She's saying cotton head and knitting buckets.
I'm going to have to bleep that out.
No, you're not. You ever watched Elf? Know what you know. Anyways, I think that the first little bit of the movie kind of gets you for a second because you're waiting for that scare.
It never comes. It never, ever comes.
It never comes. But the first night at Freddy's, you're like, what's going to happen?
The first night, maybe 2 nights are the best.
The first 2 nights, you're like, oh, the second night, you're like, what's going to happen? Okay, you're like, okay, the cop comes in, it's a love story, but what's going to happen? And then the third night, the daughter gets involved, and you're like, okay, this is where we're going to get the movie really going, you know? Like, this is where the scares are going to come
in. And that's exactly where the movie goes downhill.
And you're like, oh, they like her. Oh, they're friends with her. Oh, she's excited to go back. Oh, okay. Well, hopefully when she goes back, things are going to get dark. And nope, they don't get dark. They get brighter. So after that, that's why I would say you can watch it with your kids. It might be child friendly. I'd still say it's kind of along the lines of if your kid has played this game, you can watch it. Or you can watch it, I think. I'd say if your kid has played Five Nights at Freddy's, you're probably safe to watch it with them because they've probably seen all this crap. So let them watch it.
Yeah, I've never played this game, but I'm guessing like you're 6, you're 7.
There's nothing too scary about it.
If you're
at like, worst, they might hop into your bed after visiting Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, but really, like it's not scary. It's not at all scary. There's episodes of Wishbone that are scarier than this.
There's episodes of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids that are
scarier
than this. There's
episodes of Magic School Bus that are scarier than this.
There's episodes of... Actually, Care Bears. There's Care Bears episodes that are scarier than this.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. I'm giving this movie a 3. It did not deliver on anything. I'm not quite sure I was expecting. I've never played the game, so I don't know what the story in the game is. So maybe if you're a heavy gamer and this kind of matched that, awesome. But I was expecting more of like a tense atmosphere, that kind of build up of like, are we sure they're moving? Are we not sure they're moving? That kind of stuff. And we get that on, like, the first 2 nights, and then it turns into, like, them sneaking around with the moving animatronics on the last night. And the rest of it's just them building, like, a fort and being friends and dancing around. And they reveal...
to the end.
They reveal way too early that the animatronics move and are sentient and all that stuff. And they also lean way too much into Hutchinson's...
little brother.
His little brother being kidnapped. Mm-hmm. There's so much of the movie that's just the same scene over and over and over again. And I get what they were trying to do. And it feels like that story was done for a different movie.
Mm-hmm.
That another movie was canceled and that was just brought into this. Rather than this being part of some cohesive story that just blends together. Like, this just did not fit. And they spent so much time
on this scene
of him just trying to... What face is that?
If you separated the two, like if you separated a story where Josh Hutcherson had to go into his dreams to figure out his child or his brother's kidnapper, and then you made another one with an animatronics and everything.
Yeah.
Those might be two better movies.
Exactly. They just spent too much time with Josh Hutcherson's
pita bread.
His side story, which was really the main story of this, and we don't get any resolution. They build up, they're like, oh, this dude killed my brother, but then what happened to the brother? He stuffed other kids into the animatronics where the police would never find him. But where is the brother?
He's in Cacaville.
Where is the brother? If he's not in these four animatronics, where is he? And it's never resolved. We spend so much time on a plot that isn't resolved and isn't tied up.
Kaka.
And then as far as the other plot, as far as like watching the place, we have a break-in in the first 30 minutes of the movie.
Which was also kaka.
And we see the burglars kind of...
being kaka.
Killed?
And kind of?
In the tamest way? Like, and then that's it.
That's it. Caca.
Like, there's nothing here.
But caca.
It's a 3 out of 10 for me. It's a solid 3 out of 10.
All right. Well, Andrew, where can they find us?
They can find us anywhere where you find podcasts. That's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora's Box, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Dweezer, Pornhub.com.
Okay, and we gotta bleep that up. That's okay.
But yeah, you can find us anywhere. You can find us on Instagram at the Backseat Critics. You can find us on Twitter at the Backseat Critics. You can find us on Facebook at the Backseat Critics.
We just out here being the Backseat Critics, y'all. And with that being said,
we out.
We are.
Catch us next week when we review
something that's not too much caca.
All right, we done with this?
We out. Not working this guy.